Join us online as we stream. You can catch any of our services on Facebook, YouTube, or at www.rdci.info. We might not be able to gather in the building, but you can still get to church. Stream on Sundays at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesdays at 12 noon and 7 p.m. And ladies, catch Women's Bible Study on Facebook, Fridays at 12 noon. Thank you for listening to the Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. We'd love to have you at any of our three campuses. In Columbia, join us at 3506 Broad River Road. If you're in Orangeburg, meet us at 990 Willington Drive. In Florence, join us at 1507 West King Avenue. For more information, including service times, visit rdci.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast. Today's message is Carriers of the Glory by Dr. Marcia Bailey.
The glory of God is more just anointing. The anointing destroys yokes and removes burdens and empower us to do exploits in Him. But the glory of God is the manifestation of His presence, the weight of His presence that it sits on us. So God does not want us to go in and out. He wants to rest on us. When He rests on us, anything that's not right in your environment got to get right. Because the glory of God will challenge anything that's not right. He wants His glory to rest on His church, on His sanctuary, on His edifice. My God. That when people come in, they may be intoxicated, but they get sober because of the glory of God is in the atmosphere. That people don't have to wait for an altar call, but the glory of God draws them to say, what must I do to be saved? God said, I want my glory to rest on my people so that the world can see that you belong to somebody. And so just like we read in the scriptures of days of old, when the people of God carried the presence of God and it made them look distinctively different from the world. Jesus went up on a mount, and we call it of Configuration, when He went and He talked and spoke with the Lord. When He came down, scriptures say His face glistened because He's with the Lord. God said, I want to rest on you so that you can walk into a hateful environment, but you are glistening with the glory of God. That they can't touch you. That things have to get right. I said earlier today in Noon Bible Study that you carry such a heaviness of His glory that when you go to family reunions, they know somebody's showing up that's much different than them. You may have the last name. You may even look like Uncle Poo-Poo. But when you show up, baby, stop crying. When you show up, you know, the ones that got the stuff in the bag, they wanna go run because they know when you show up some kind of way, they lose their high. Every time. Every time you show up, they lose their high. God said, that's how I want to rest on you. Somebody said, I want to be a carrier of His glory. Our foundational scripture here is Colossians 1:27. And I'm going to read it from the Amplified Translation. To whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ within and among you. Within and among you. I said earlier today, Christ is not Jesus' last name. It means the anointed one and the anointings. That he's within us and all around us. The hope, realizing the glory. Because we got Jesus on the inside of us. We got Jesus all around us. That the world realized that, man, there is a God. So we are the hope for the world. You are the hope for your family. You are the hope for the crisis and the trauma of this time. And heaven is saying, I am waiting on God's people, man, to step up and to stand up and operate in this glory that he has put on the inside of us and has all around us. Glory to God. The glory is the manifested presence of God. It also means majesty, it's honor, it's splendor, it's excellence, and it's power. So it's just not the anointing. It's the manifested presence of God. My goodness. It's what we read in Isaiah when he said, I saw the Lord. The day King Uzziah died and the train filled the temple. That we come to church and the glory of God fills the house. That you can be in the back row and the glory hits you and it begins to impact your life. It begins to handle something. So God said, this glory is so that the world can begin to experience the power of God demonstrated through God's people. And it's time for us to demonstrate the power of God. It's time for us to say, God, I need to see your glory. I need to see the demonstration of your power. That you cry out for his glory. That you seek his face. That you desire not just to feel good. That all of a sudden you could be in the car and you just sense something happening on the inside of you. And you sense and have a heightened sense of the awareness of God. Even though you're on the road going with somewhere, but you all of a sudden, you start hearing God. You start seeing things of God. That is the manifested presence of God. And he said, I want my church to have this on them all the time. Not just occasionally, but we live in it. Praise God that we abide in it. Amen. That this is who we are, and it is more priceless than gold, than silver, than houses, than cars. Because if you have the glory of God on you, you can be able to handle and have an exchange in your life that will produce what you need. The bankers can say no. Who am I talking to? The bankers can say no. But you can show up with the glory, and all of a sudden, it will translate into a yes. Because all of a sudden, something was made available for you. I don't know who am I talking to. When you have the manifested presence of God, there aren't any limits in your life. When you have the manifestation presence of God, there aren't any rooms that can contain what God has for you. You can show up and what was not there before be there. They can say, I don't know what happened, but yesterday we weren't offering these rates. Yesterday we weren't qualifying you, but today we're qualifying you. We see it in the scriptures when they say tomorrow at this time. In the gates that you'll be able, if you allow me to translate, buy gas for a dollar. And that you'll be able to go to the store and buy diapers and milk and meat for $5. And the man of God said, I don't believe this is not going to be the case. Well, it won't be the case for you, but for me, because I believe it, when I show up, the manifested presence of God will make an exchange in the environment that I live in, and the environment got to line up with my need. The environment got to handle what I got going on in my life. That's how radical I believe, y'all. I believe that God will begin to do some stuff, and he has to do it, because if man can give a definition to it, or a reasoning to it, it's not God. But people got to look at your life and scratch their head and say, this is unheard of. Nobody has this. Nobody does this. I don't know why they gave you this loan. I don't know why they dropped the prices. I don't know why they gave you this house. I don't know why they gave you this job. I didn't know why they gave you this salary. I don't know why they did this for you. I know the manifested presence of God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. And God wants us to believe him just like that. So radically that if you get out there on the ledge, put your faith out there, because you know these are the days of glory. These are the day of his power. These are the days of his presence. And you say, God, I don't have the ability to do this. I don't have the education. I don't have the natural training. I don't have the skill, but I believe when I show up, you're going to get in my brain. And I have an unction to function, and I know all things. Glory to God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. The world got to see God's glory. He got this. He don't need any more intelligence. He needs the glory of God. Man, because man can figure some stuff out, but his glory can do some stuff that will leave a mark on somebody's life, and man can't erase it. Come on. There's some stuff that's how I was listening to a testimony by William McDowell. He talked about it was somebody in his church, and for 2 years they've been experiencing miracles. They've been experiencing, he said, I can't even count how many miracles we've been experiencing, that the church has gone into a time of revival, and they've been crying out for the glory, and they've been fasting, and they've been praying, and they've been fasting, and they've been praying. And he just left basically a trail of it through all his music. If you listen to his music, you see where he's been at. But after so many years, all of a sudden the glory showed up. He said, man, and the power of God just ripped the church wide open. And people became running, and they were laying on their face for hours. And he said he didn't know what to do because it was unusual. And he gave a soft dismiss because he felt uncomfortable. And the Lord said, don't give no soft dismiss. Ask anybody out there who not saved and they want to experience what they've been experiencing for the last 3 hours. When he gave the altar call, he said people came from all the corners everywhere in the church. They flooded the altar to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. When we have encounters with God that's so undeniable that people can say there's nobody but God in the midst, you don't have to pull people to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but the power of God will draw them to the altar. And so he began testifying about a woman, a wife of one of his friends in the church, went swimming at the lake. And y'all heard about that flesh, that brain-eating amoeba that's in fresh water? Well, she started not feeling well, so she went to the hospital, and she was pregnant, and they said this is what she had. And they basically said she was not going to make it. And they basically said she had 24 hours at the most a week. They said anybody else was there with her. Said, yeah, they're his children. So he had like 6 children, and he called home, and the 6 children were showing the same signs. Now, they've been preaching about signs, wonders, and miracles. And he recognized at that moment the devil wanted him to roll 7 caskets to the front of the church and crush the movement of God. But he said, but the church prayed. He called a prayer meeting at the church. And people came and showed up at the church. And they called on God all night long. They wanted to drill a hole in her brain, in the children's brain, put them in a self-induced coma, and feed their brain with antibiotics. They said within 24 hours, without any medicine, they got healed, and God showed himself strong. Nobody did that but God. Hallelujah! Somebody say, Christ in me, the hope glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time for the church. It's time for us to demonstrate the power of God. But we got to shake off all our frustrations, our disappointments, the confrontations of our faith fight, what did not manifest, what did not show up, what didn't happen. We got to shake that thing up and count it up to God for teaching me things in the Holy Ghost. I know I fasted for that. I know I prayed for that. I know I laid hands for that, and I didn't see your glory. God said, don't measure your capacity by your past failures. Behold, I do a new thing. I do a new thing in your life, and I'm going to show myself strong in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Man, I'm so excited by what God's getting ready to do in your life. He's going to let people know that you got a daddy that sits on the throne. He's going to let you know that he's been with you and he's for you. Somebody say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So God wants us to carry this glory. And it's okay. I was sharing with my husband the other day. The Spirit of the Lord began talking to me. Where I'm finding myself out is I've been in a place. Forget that. Okay, this is what I told the Lord. I was telling my husband that, but the Lord shared with me. You know, we in camps. We in this camp, and sometimes we with these people, and we go to and visit these folks. And, you know, we don't really identify with these folks, and we don't really identify with these individuals. It's like, you know, but we, you know, we love them all, but, you know, they don't really truly embrace us 100%. Now, the leaders do, but the, you know how it goes, the gangs in the street. They don't really embrace sometimes. But, and God said, don't worry about that. Be the anomaly that you are. That's a word for somebody. God said, I set you in these places not to fit in. I set you in these places to set out. So that you will not be conformed to that environment. Be the anomaly that you are. Because when you're used to being like nobody, and when you get up and do what thus saith the Lord, you don't need nobody to pat you on the back. You don't need anybody to validate your word, because you already been rejected. You already been talked about. You already been side-eyed. You already been disqualified by man. But they don't know you've been spending some time with the Lord, and he done qualified you in your prayer closet, so that when you stand up with the glory of God on you and his light shining through you. Arise and shine, for our light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. So it's time for us to demonstrate this glory. I'm going to challenge you. You get in your prayer closet. You get before the Lord. You allow him to begin to talk to you and tell you what to do, how you spend that time with him. You begin to allow him to talk to you about fasting and spending that time with the Lord, and let them laugh at you. I know people laugh. Oh, they spend all that time. Don't take all of that. Yes, it does. Come on now. We're dealing with a nasty devil. And it does take all of that. Glory to God. When we get in the presence of God and we begin to shout and we begin to pray and we begin to go prostrate, God is empowering us. He's putting something in our vessel. He's filling our cup. He is anointing us. He's giving us strength so we can go back on the battlefield and handle that demon that's trying to block your prosperity, trying to mess with your children, trying to mess with your mind. But when you get into the house of God, when the presence of God has already been established, already been set, you just get in here and all of a sudden you just soak in the presence of God. Glory to God. It's like the glory of God get in your clothes. You don't have no idea, like you're going into a Holy Ghost car wash, washing off the world, washing in heaven, polishing you up, reviving you so you can go out, lay hands, speak that word, command, declare, decree, and receive what he has for you. Oh, that's a word for somebody. You're getting ready to receive what you've been praying for. You're getting ready to receive what he has told you. You thought it was not going to happen, but God said, I'm doing a new thing in your life. Just receive my glory. Receive that new thing in your life. Man, I tell you, when I came home today, I was exhausted. I said, I ain't not doing all of this. I'm just going to talk. I done worked out this morning. Why did I do that? I was up in prayer because the Lord wouldn't let me sleep. Man, he was just speaking to my spirit. He began showing me what he's getting ready to do in this season. So I was physically tired afternoon. But then I drove up. I said, God, it ain't about me. It's not about what I feel like. It's about what you want. But I tell you what happens. The glory gets on you. It's like a 5-hour energy without the side effects. Glory to God. He will revive you and empower you and strengthen you for your race that he's called you to run. Some of you doing some stuff that he's called you to do, but you're doing it in your flesh. When I say we're doing it in your flesh, we think it's something negative, but you don't have time. Your life has crowded out God. It's crowded at that time. And see, the thing about this, what I'm required of, it may not be what you required of, but for me to do my life, God called me all night long. But some of you, God's calling you all night long, but you're wrestling about this all night long thing. But God said, if you just step in it, I'll help you while you're in it. Man, I was with someone, my daughter-in-law, she was having a baby, and she was so tired, and she said, I don't think I'm going to have any strength. I'm not going to have any strength. I said, yes, you will. Don't worry about how I'm going to find the strength. How I'm going to find the strength. I said, when you get there, the strength will find you. You don't have to worry about finding this. It will find you. How will I know you'll be with me? It will show up when you need it to show up. You don't have to work it up. It will come on you. It will rise up on you, but you just got to do the work that God is telling some of us to do regarding the glory. Now, I don't know who that's for, that God's been dealing with you and wrestling you. Come on, just spend that time in the Word and spend that time in prayer or spend that time fasting, but so much is getting in the way. And our lives are so busy, but I challenge you, my God, if we begin to do this thing, if we can just get a group, a core group of glory seekers, God chasers, if we can just get some of us to say, you know what, I'm going to do this thing, God. I'm going to call on you till I see you. And I don't care what it looks like in the natural. I'm going to keep calling on you till I see you. God's going to show up. All of a sudden, they'll come to church, and all of a sudden, you see somebody get out the car with crutches. Before they get in the church, the crutches drop. Glory to God. Because the parking lot is filled with the glory. I know what I'm talking about. Listen, during the times of Azusa Street with Seymour, when the outpouring of the Spirit of God hit Azusa Street, when it was so much manifestation of God's presence, it showed up as smoke. And the building looked like it was on fire, that the fire department kept showing up, thinking the building was on fire. The roof is on fire. The Holy Ghost fire will hit this building, and we don't have to pass out a flyer. We don't have to knock on doors, but people will come from Brook Pines. People will come from St. Andrew's Commons. People will come through this department. They said, there's a fire. I want to see what's burning. And it's nothing physically burning, but it's the fire of the Holy Ghost creating a smoke, drawing people. That's what God wants to do today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That people right now who are watching me on streaming, all of a sudden you put your hand on the computer and the fire of God hits you and your body is activated and your healing comes forth. God wants to show himself strong. I'm telling you, God's getting ready to do some stuff. If you just reach for him, if you just call on him, if you just require him, if you just forget about who's around you, what people may say, what people may think, and say, God, I need you more than them. They don't pay my bills, but you'll pay my bills. They don't help me, but you will help me. So I look crazy, and I call on Jesus. I annoy people, but I'm going to call on Jesus. I will bother people, but I'm going to get my praise on. Because I need your glory. That's the answer. That's the answer. Okay, just give me a plan, the glory. Show me how to do it. you get the glory, and all of a sudden it will begin to activate stuff. God will begin to talk to you. Man, he can show, he can give you one job, opportunity, that will handle yesterday, today, and forever. Woo, glory to God. One job that will handle yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, I receive that, God. Hallelujah.
God wants to show himself strong in the earth, and it will only happen through you. We are to be carriers of his light and power among darkness. In this powerful series, Dr. Marsha Bailey explains how we must position ourselves for the glory of God to be manifested. Order this powerful four-part series today on CD or DVD. You can also get the MP3 download. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE. Or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for Carriers of the Glory. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.